Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Rob. Hello. In this programme, as you know, we like to add a little humour while teaching our phrases.
Yes, usually it involves a misunderstanding. For example, we often pretend that one of the presenters doesn't understand the phrase.
Yes, they take it too literally. They only understand its word-for-word meaning.
But with this phrase, that would just be too horrible.
And disgusting.
And not to mention physically impossible.
So let's not go there. Today's phrase is eat your heart out.
Scary, huh? Thankfully, it has nothing to do with eating an important part of your body.
It's an unusual expression. When people say it, they often follow it with the name of a famous or successful person that they want to be compared to.
But why? It's easiest to explain with an example. Imagine you're painting a picture. When you finish, you say, "Eat your heart out, Picasso."
And what you're saying is that your painting is better than Picasso's.
But because Picasso was a true master, and your own work is probably not at the same level, most likely you would be saying this as a joke.
And that's how people often use it, as a joke. After doing something impressive, they say, "Eat your heart out," followed by someone who is famous for doing that thing.
For example, after cooking a fantastic meal, they might say, "Eat your heart out," and the name of a celebrity chef, even if they don't think their cooking is better than the chef's.
It's almost like a fun way of expressing pride in your work without sounding too arrogant. I think it's best if we hear a few more examples.
What a goal! How did you score that?
Not bad, eh? Eat your heart out, Ronaldo. I've been practicing all month, and I think I'm getting pretty good. Want to hear me sing? Okay, here goes. Eat your heart out, Beyonce.
Would you mind helping me lift this table?
No problem, I'll do it. Eat your heart out, Hulk.
Oh, it's just a table. You're not an Avenger.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. So there we are, humorously comparing someone's football skills to Ronaldo's, their singing ability to Beyoncé's, and their strength to Hulk from the movies. And we've resisted all temptation to create a situation where we ask Feifei to actually eat a heart.
Thank goodness. I really don't feel hungry in any case.
Neither do I. Bye.
The English We Speak.
From the BBC.